February 13th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all ages. There are two ways that I choose to measure a soul's love for me. One is his obedience to my commandments. The other is his desire to please me. Both of these require first and foremost a dying to self. Self-abnegation, then, is the doorway to holiness. This, too, is the path to recognizing the truth. If your thoughts, words, and actions center on self, there is no room in your heart for pleasing me. By your efforts in free will, make a decision to please me and others ahead of self. This is how you will be judged. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 8. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.